Well, well, well. Look who finally decided to come back home. You better not have forgotten my ice cream or I'm gonna... eat. What the fuck happened to you? No, 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 no! Gotcha! I got you! I got you. Hey, 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 Gears! Gears, get a hold of yourself! Wake up! Oh, you can't pass out now. Not after getting all the way here. Who did this to you? Tell me so I can hang them with their own intestines! Gears? Gearhead! Answer me! Medic. Medic! Medic! God damn it, get the fucking medic here now! If this nerd dies, so will the rest of you! Hey, come on. Stay with me, Gears. Gearhead, come on. Don't you fucking dare die on me!
Nerds can't die. Kill myself. Stop moving the bed. Wait. Bed moving. I guess the twins playing a prank or...
You're awake. You're really awake. I'm not imagining it. Oh, thank God. Thank... Just... Come here. Just let me hold you. Let me hear your heartbeat. Just let me listen. You've been out cold for 7 days, 12 hours, 45 minutes, and 30 seconds. A whole damn week and some change. Those baby blues of yours wouldn't open. The medic said there was a chance you wouldn't wake up, ever. As you can see by that dent in the wall over there, I didn't take the news very well. A swift sucker punch can change anyone's mind, you know? I wouldn't settle for any outcome that wouldn't have you waking up and coming back to me. Until then, I never left your side. Yeah, I wouldn't move. So I slept here, ate here, and did everything else in between. I wasn't going to leave until you woke up again. Shut up. You're imagining it. I don't cry. My eyes are just sweating. So, do you want to tell me how you showed up all bloodied and beaten up? What the hell did that to you? Your old mentor? But that's... Wait. My nemesis. Northstar? You mean that... Brute was there? You saw him? He unleashed those damn fists on you? And you survived? You're either lucky or you must be working out when I'm not looking. Oh, sit-ups. Your jokes are so stupid. But how did you get away from him? How did he even find you? Why did he attack you? You... a taser net? Ah. I knew you and that crazy girl from R&D were getting way too cozy. Nice to finally know why. Shut up, I'm not jealous. Anyway, how you ran into Northstar? It was a coincidence when you went looking for medicine for me. And you You told him we're... that you joined me? Are you stupid, you idiot?
But these cuts and these bruises, the blood on you. I know these marks anywhere. They're not just from North Star, are they? This one is from Yuki and that whip of hers. And I know this knot on your head is from Judgment hitting you with those infinite gavels. And I know for a fact that these ones here, these barrage of cuts, are from Tasmaniac.
Were all of them there shopping with him? They showed up afterwards. I see. When you were running back to the base, North's little sidekicks ambushed you. They outnumbered you. And I know for a fact that they outmatched you in skill.
Clearly you outsmarted them. You're here to tell me about it. But how?
You used their own powers against them with your gadgets. Is that what these things are by your bed?
Huh. This one caused Yuki's whip to short circuit and fry her until she passed out. This one made a nerve agent that made Judgment's gavels too heavy for his grasp. And because Taz is a chaotic fighter with his own method, you got him to bring a building down on himself. And to make sure no one else followed you, you threw your half-conscious body down into a riverbed. Hot damn. You are one genius, lucky bastard.
Beyond lucky. This was a miracle. And all because you...
All because you wanted to help me. This all happened because you were trying to do something nice for me. Maybe I am a cursed villain like the world thinks. The lieutenant I've told you about, we were close. Now he's dead and buried. Now there's you. I seem to get anyone close to me hurt. Seems like death is par for the course. Who knows? Maybe if I get close with my nemesis again, someone will hurt him. Maybe kill him. Maybe tear him apart in front of all of his adoring fans. And they'll do it slowly, so that I have something to get off to at night.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. The pain you must have felt. The fact that you had to practically drown yourself to come back to me. You're one hell of a lucky one, Gears.
Oh, that. You're such a creative little gearhead. You make the most amazing toys with what you have. Not only that, you've made improvements to everyone's gear around here. And, well, I don't like the other villains calling you a nerd. That's only for me. So, I decided to call you Gear. You like it? Good. You don't get to say no.
Huh? My eyes are changing, and my teeth are growing fangs.
Well, that's embarrassing. Sorry you had to see that.
You know, I've been accused 1,000 times of being a modern-day vampire, but you... coming from you, it's kind of funny. No, not a vampire. Though I am related to a creature who hid herself away because of her damned eyes. They, well, my inner demon, as I call it, likes to come out when I'm so pissed that I don't know what to do with myself. My beloved nerd, can't you tell? I'm shaking with rage. This stupid little smile is nothing more than a mask. I wore it as a hero, you know, I still wear it now. To give a false sense of security to my enemies. That all was well. Before I break them, reduce them to rubble that will be trampled on and shit on with the days to come. And that's exactly what I plan to do. I plan to break North Star and his damned sidekicks piece by piece in front of everyone. I want them all to see their hero be stripped bare, broken down into the base monster that lurks beneath. And once the deed is done, I will send him plummeting to the world below that he claimed to watch over and relish in him turning into dust. I will take great pleasure in your death, North Star. You will pay for hurting my nerd, for taking my lieutenant, and for leaving me with nothing. But most of all, I will take so much pleasure in knowing that in the end, it was by the hands of me that a nerd got to outlive you. Oh shit. No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Come here. It's okay. You flinched. You flinched from me. I guess I can't blame you. You were, after all, North's punching bag for the longest time. Then you get beaten up again, reopening the old scars, and now... I'm not shocked that you'd flinch from me. Others flinch too once they see my real face. That's why it's so easy for them to cast me aside when they get the chance. I guess you wouldn't be any different. I should leave you to rest, you know, before I give you a heart attack. I'm sorry. I'll just... You don't want me to leave? Are you sure? But you look so scared. Okay. I'll stay here then.
Move over more. Just do it! Good. What's it look like I'm doing? I'm getting in the bed with you. Stop making it weird and just accept that I'm the first woman willingly getting into bed with you. Now, lay your head on my chest. Right here. I said don't make it weird. Now lay your head down or I'm leaving. There. Much better. Things would be much easier for you if you would just listen the first time.
Are you comfortable? Do you need anything? Okay. Good. Can you hear my heartbeat? If it sounds a little faster, it's just because this is embarrassing. It's not because I like having you on me. Being your body pillow isn't on my bucket list.
That doesn't mean you can wrap around me like it. That doesn't mean you can wrap around me like one. And you're injured. You shouldn't be snuggling this extremely. Bullshit, this is helping your recovery.
Luckily for you, I will show you pity and allow this while you are recovering. But once you are recovered, be prepared. Your hair is pretty soft. And your back is actually more broad than I thought. Hey now, no purring. You shouldn't be enjoying this. Is petting someone my evil superpower?
No, but if I can bring the world to its knees with petting, I would have ruled the world by Sunday.
That's right. Now that I think about it, we've been together this long, and yet you have no clue what I'm capable of, do you?
Well, let me assure you, I'm more than just a pretty face. In fact, I'm known for leaving my enemies dead in their tracks with but a gaze. I'll tell you what it means once you're all healed up. I want you to be there when our nemesis faces our wrath. I promise you will have your revenge. I'll stake my life on it. Huh? Are you... God, you're falling asleep. How dare you feel so relaxed, you little nerd. Oh well. Get some rest. You've earned it. And I swear, no matter what happens, I will be here to protect you from now on. No one will ever lay a finger on you while I'm around. Sweet dreams.
Excuse me, O'Rourke. Sorry for calling you so late. Are you by any chance near R&D?
Oh, no reason. I just need some of my gear upgraded.
You see, I have a real itch to leave the city stone cold dead.